Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are talking in the month of June. I can't believe it's June already. And we want to welcome to KDWA. This show is called Mission Possible. And we have Chris Cope, the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, on the phone with us. And we also are joined today by Maria Slavik. She is the Volunteer and Communications Coordinator with Hastings Family Service. So, friends, how goes it today? We are in June, and I would assume that things are always changing day by day. How have you both been?
Well, we've been great. We are all excited and encouraged by the vaccination status of our county and our city, and that is really giving us the opportunity to change the way we operate here. And so that's what Maria and I are going to talk about today.
Well, let's hear more about that, please, because I would assume things have been pretty different the last 15, 16 months, and your doors have been closed to the public, but yet your services have still continued. And I'm sure that's been a challenge, but I want to say kudos to you guys. You did a really, really good job on that. So what is changing right now?
Well, we are very excited about, we're in the planning stages for our phased-in opening, and what that means is we'll be opening one program at a time, I guess. And part of the challenge that I've spoken about in previous segments is, and many people are just always asking, well, why open your doors? Why haven't you opened your doors? Other people are opening their doors, but the reality is that the way we're operating our food shelf right now is different, and it's just requiring additional space. And so our food shelf has really just expanded into the entire building, and it's making it really challenging and difficult for us to have the public in that space due to the fact that our Rivertown Treasures was full of food for the entire pandemic, and pallets and sorting stations and packing stations, and right now our multi-purpose room is a sorting and packing station, and our reception area is still a packing station. And so that's one of the challenges that the pandemic has brought on for us. But the beauty of what we've gleaned from the pandemic is that these new ways of operating are really meeting the needs of people at a greater level. And we know that we will continue to operate offering all of these options, where previously you shopped in our market and people really enjoy that, and we're looking forward to getting people back in the building to do their personal shopping for the food shelf. But we'll also be working on figuring out how to use the space so we can still have packing stations for the drive-through and for doing delivery to senior housing or at the schools. And so coming right July 6th, the Monday after the 4th of July, we are planning, actually that's the Tuesday after the 4th of July, we are planning to open our doors at Rivertown Treasures. And so we're very, very excited about that. We're working very hard during the month of June to get the store up and ready. It's being freshly painted as we speak. And we have a team of volunteers that are in the back now starting to work on getting inventory ready. And we're just very, very excited for that phase one. And so I don't know, Maria, if you want to speak a little bit about some of the volunteer needs that we will have.
I would love to. We've just been so fortunate that we've had a great team of volunteers who have worked with us throughout the pandemic. We had to really cut back our volunteer force during the pandemic. The main reason being we just had to provide good social distancing and safe work environments for our volunteers. So we've really missed a lot of our regular volunteers who haven't been able to be there just because we haven't needed as many volunteers in each area, or some areas were temporarily suspended while the food shelf took over the building. And so we're just really grateful that we've had a fantastic team of volunteers who have worked really hard during the pandemic to keep things running. And we're also really grateful because we've had a ton of support from the community. We've had many individuals who've reached out to us and offered to volunteer and early on filled out applications and gave us their contact information that they were available to volunteer. And we were really disappointed that we couldn't use more of those folks during the pandemic. But again, we really had to focus on the safety of our workspaces and the safety for the volunteers. And we had a lot of existing volunteers that were able to fill those roles. But we're really excited because now we're at the point where we can start opening up volunteer applications again. And we're excited to bring on some new volunteers and bring some new skills and talents and energy into some of these programs. And so the first programs that we are opening up applications for are our Rivertown Treasures Thrift Store and the Donation Center. And those two are tied very closely with our thrift store operation. We're looking for volunteers who'd like to work a 3 to 4 hour shift Monday through Saturday. We preference would be for weekly volunteers, but we will eventually want to train in some subs as well who can volunteer on maybe a less regular schedule. And we're looking to have those volunteers start those shifts in early July. There'll be morning, midday, and afternoon shifts available. And these different shifts will cover a variety of tasks. We'll have some shifts available for volunteers who would like to assist our neighbors with clothing and household vouchers, who want to help with the retail operations of the thrift store, as well as some of the behind-the-scenes activities like sorting and pricing clothing and household donations. And then we need volunteers to work in our donation center to help with welcoming and assisting donors with clothing, household food, and other donations that come in through those doors. So we have opened up the volunteer applications on our website. You can find that by visiting our website, hastingsfamilyservice.org. And at the very top of the page, there's a says volunteer. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the page where you can fill out the volunteer application for any of those areas. And what we're really looking for in volunteers for our thrift store and donation center. So we're looking for volunteers who really like customer service, who enjoy helping people, who are friendly and welcoming. Retail or customer service experience isn't necessary, but we always value that when it comes our way. Folks who know a lot about clothing brands or thrifting would be a great asset to our team. Volunteers who have a good attention to detail. All of our volunteers work together in these areas, so you would be working with a team. So if you enjoy working with others, it would be another great quality we're looking for. And so if you're listening and this describes you or someone you know, we hope that you'll visit our website and apply, or that you'll encourage that person you know who this would be a good fit for to visit our website and apply, because we would really love to talk with you and see if we can find a good fit in our Rivertown Treasures or Donation Center.
Maria, if you have volunteers that are working with you, can they pick their hours, or do they have to work a shift every day? Can they turn hours down? How does that work?
It's very flexible. We do prefer weekly shifts, but we may build that schedule around the individual's availability. So if you're available mornings, we'll look at the mornings you're available and try to find a good fit. It does happen sometimes that we may not have something available for the specific time that you are available, but we really work our best to try and accommodate that and to try and fill out our weekly schedule that way. So like I said, we would prefer weekly volunteers because that makes scheduling and everything very easy for us. But we also do have opportunities to have subs because our volunteers are volunteers and they have time off and they sometimes are on a trip or just need a day here or there. And so then we also have opportunities for those weekly volunteers to pick up an extra shift or for some of our subs to fill in as needed.
So again, if people want to learn more, you have a lot of information, I know, on your website. And I would assume that you have a lot of people that are just chomping at the bit to come back as volunteers. But I also would assume that maybe some are just not quite ready yet.
We have a little bit of both, as you would expect. For the most part, the majority of our volunteers are very excited to return. We have a few who, you know, are just taking this as an opportunity to step back a little bit or scale back a little bit. But we also have, our Rivertown Treasures Thrift Store has increased in its business and revenue a lot over the last number of years. And we are at a point where we really need to also increase our staffing. So we have some extra shifts to fill in addition to bringing back our very enthusiastic volunteers. We're looking to add more shifts and more volunteers to that team so that we can kind of bring the staffing up to meet the current need in the store.
Well, that sure sounds great. Chris, on that level, I bet you really have missed the revenue from Rivertown Treasures.
Yeah, it's extraordinary how Rivertown Treasures it supports all of our programs. It is almost 15% of our annual operating budget. And obviously, we haven't been obviously bringing in that revenue for the last 15 months. And so we're motivated for a lot of reasons. You know, we realize also that a big part of what we provide in this community is just even the opportunity to volunteer is an important part of how many people, you know, spend their time in retirement, and it's part of their socialization, part of having a purpose and feeling like they're a part of the greater good. And we also know there are many people in our community who thrifting is how they stretch their budget. They might not use our services in other capacities. They might not come to the food shelf, but they clothe their family and they provide for their household by shopping at thrift stores. And so we know that the store has been missed by many people, and so including Hastings Family Service. So we can't wait, and it's just not the same when you don't have as many people in the building. Part of what makes being a part of this organization just so rewarding is the people, and it's the people we serve. It's the people that volunteer here. You know, it's a relational transaction, everything we do here. And so, yeah, we cannot wait. We can't wait to get everybody back in the building.
Oh, I can't wait for you to open the building up again. So also, I was thinking about your food shelf, then, if you're going to be moving all the food and all of the inventory out of the Rivertown Treasure space and turn that back into retail. What is your food program going to look like?
Well, that's what we're really working on right now, is how to use our space as efficiently as possible. So we're doing some minor adaptations in our market right now, where we have a mini market that actually takes up a lot of square footage, and so we're actually the mini market is where children play, and there's a little grocery store, and there's also a little train set, and so we're actually cutting that in half so we have room for more pallets there. So we're just looking at how we can use all of our space differently. Our multi-purpose room is where we traditionally have meetings and trainings and things like that. It's probably going to continue to just be a food sorting and packing station because it works really well for that. And so we're working on how we can use our space more efficiently. And, you know, we definitely have space that we could use differently or better. And so that's what we're working on, some new types of shelving. We do have a basement. And so we're working on how to best utilize the space. And we have some creative people here that will hopefully help us figure that out. And we have some other ideas that we're looking at. But right now I think we're just going to continue to shift and move things around. So,
well, it's all good news, and I love that you're moving in the direction you are. It feels good. It feels good to hear it, yeah, and I would assume it feels good to you.
It does, and you know, it'll be, as I said again, it'll be a phased-in approach. And one of the other programs that'll be opening at the end of June here is our Just Friends volunteer driving program, and that is a program that has not operated at all during the pandemic due to the inability to social distance. And so we're in the process of reaching out to those neighbors who were regular users of that program. And we also will, Maddie will be speaking about that in another interview where we can talk more at depth, but we will be looking for volunteers for that program as well, a volunteer driver program. So you can go to our website for that. Is that correct, Maria?
Yes, it is. We do have applications open for the Just Friends Transportation Program right now. And for those who are listening who maybe have been wanting to volunteer in like the food shelf or Meals on Wheels or another area, just know that we are going to be phasing those volunteer applications in the same way that we're working on phasing in programs back to their full capacity. We will be opening up the volunteer applications for those as we go along too. So if you are interested in something specific that's not available right now, just hang tight and watch that website because it will be available soon.
And we'll be keeping KDWA listeners up to date on a regular basis as programs open up. But that's, you know, it'll be one program at a time is kind of how we're working on it. And space, obviously, how we're using our space is part of what is going to determine when we're ready to open up the next phase. And so Maria, Meals on Wheels applications are up right now, too. Are they correct?
We have been bringing on Meals on Wheels volunteers with the church teams in town. But we have not had it open to just the general public at this time.
Okay.
And it's just been kind of a capacity thing to where we've had church teams that have needed more volunteers. But that is one that probably will open up, I would assume, pretty quickly here because the Meals on Wheels program has been continuing to operate throughout the pandemic. And I know that they are in good shape with volunteers right now, but it's an easy one for us to bring some folks on to.
Sure.
Ladies, if people want to learn more, can you give out some contact information, please?
Sure. You can contact us at Hastings Family Service at 651-437-7134, or you can go to our website, as Maria said, at www.hastingsfamilyservice.org.
Thank you so much. We want to thank our guests, Executive Director Chris Cope and Maria Slavik, who's the Volunteer and Communications Coordinator at Hastings Family Service. And thanks for all you've done to keep things moving forward. I like the direction we're headed. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.